This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora koutou, ko Sam Tokuingua. My name's Sam, and I'm the Mayor of Selwyn District. People from all over Aotearoa New Zealand and the world have chosen to call Waikerekere Selwyn their home. From the first settlers around Te Wuhora Lake Ellesmere over 700 years ago, followed by the first wave of Pākehā settlers in the mid-1800s, to the newcomers of today, each person, each face, each voice has a new story to tell. By listening to the Faces of Selwyn podcast, you'll hear the voices and stories behind these faces and celebrate with us the diversity of our district, New Zealand's fastest growing region. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
Kia ora koutou, nō mai, hara mai. Welcome to the Faces of Selwyn podcast. Ko Hayley Tate toko ingoa. My name is Hayley Tate, and today I am here with Deep. So Deep, what's hello in your national languages?
Like, as you know, that I come from India, and also I spent like enough time in Italy. So I would say namaste in Indian and ciao in Italian. So mostly like in my restaurants, I greet people with ciao. No, namaste, not many people know that. So, of course, if you're coming to Italian restaurant, so we say ciao.
Awesome. Now, please introduce yourself and tell us a bit about you, where you were born, your family, and your journey to Selwyn.
Yeah. As many of my friends and family, they know me. And I come from India, so where I was born. Then I've spent quite a bit of time in Italy also, learning about all of my cooking skills. That's where it comes from. So, back home, so I learned my old cooking skills from her. So we used to grow vegetables and all there. And that's where it comes from, you know, spending time in the kitchen with her. That's what just gave me a bit of inspiration. Yes, we can cook. But back in India, so that's, I think, one of the skill every child have, just cooking skill. So if they learn as a family, so that's mum's, I think, responsibility just to teach her children so how to cook. So I came to New Zealand in 2011, so and did my post graduation here, and obviously just worked as a chef only. And then I opened my first restaurant in 2016 in Rotorua. And that's also Italian, called Giovanni's. It's still there if ever somebody get a chance to go there. So yeah, they must try there. So that was my first restaurant which we opened. So great appreciation from the locals and as well as those people were, you know, tourists and also. And then came to Selwyn in 2019. So I live in Rolleston. I love Selwyn because there's a lot of things to do in Selwyn. So plenty of hikes, and I can take my dogs pretty much everywhere, and a lot of water sports and all to be explored in Selwyn. So I've been living here since 2019, just before COVID, and absolutely love it. Especially, I'm a mountain guy. Mountains are quite near, so that's me. Yeah, and of course we got a restaurant, The Bicycle Thief, and which is one of the iconic restaurant. An iconic building which was built in 1875. Mm-hmm. It's quite interesting, you know, working there, and locals, they know it. And so making new friends there, mm-hmm. out there.
So Bicycle Thief is located in Taitapu, correct?
That's correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been there. The first restaurant was opened in 1994. I think I was 4 years old that time. Mm-hmm. So it's just amazing how do you see things have changed. So I was 4 years old, born in 89, and that's the first restaurant was opened as a Rossendale in 1994. It's amazing to see, you know, it's still in business in operation. So it's quite impressive. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you took it over in 2019, is that correct?
That's correct. In 2020, yeah.
It's been 2020.
Yeah, in 2020. So in 2020, we took it over, mm-hmm. and we kept the name. It's quite a cool name, and it goes with one of the old Italian movie from 1950, very popular movie. So that's English translation of that movie. So, and we kept the name. It's a really great brand.
What's the name of the movie in Italian?
It's the La Pedra by Ciglietti. So that's the translation. It has won 5 Oscars. And that's where many people have asked us, well, that's a cool name. Where does it come from? Mm-hmm. That's the whole story behind it.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Cool. So describe your typical day here in Selwyn, New Zealand.
Selwyn. I was living in Sydney before I moved to Rolleston, and still there's a lot to do. But when you go in Selwyn, so there's a river, there are lakes, and mostly I'm most like a nature person. So I like to, you know, go for hiking and take my dogs and go with family and spend time there. So that's it. And we go to mountains, which is nearby, and the beaches ain't far. So, but Selwyn, it's all about nature, beauty, and there's still a lot to do mm-hmm. there, and I just can't wait to explore more.
Mm. And was it different, like your day in Selwyn to the country you came from?
Of course, very much.
Tell me how.
The country I have spent almost my quarter of my life, if I say, too many people, but when you go to Selwyn, so there's a lot of nature and you don't have to travel like hundreds of kilometers just to get to the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in Selwyn, so, I mean, there's a lot to do, very few people, yeah. And also you see these all the fields and all the growing vegetables and all that. That's kind of my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of different. So because mm-hmm. I grew up in a very small village where you could only see fields. And when you go to Selwyn, and that's what I feel like. Mm-hmm. I feel like home now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it is home now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So in Selwyn, I think I feel like home, that I belong here. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So where did you grow up? Where was the small village that you grew up in?
Yeah, like in India, it's a small village of population of 2,000 people. Mm-hmm. I think that time it might have grown up now. So then quite a bit of time spending in Grosseto, which is nearby in Florence mm-hmm. and in Italy. So that's, again, you know, it's a very, there's not so many people out there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I came to New Zealand, and New Zealand also, it's not overpopulated,
mm-hmm.
so, but still Selwyn, I love Selwyn,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So can you tell me a bit more about growing up in Italy? So how old were you when you were there, and yeah, what did you experience?
Between the years, you know, growing up and studying, and then I did my university back in India, so mm-hmm. that was quite a lot of time. So between age of 12 and 18, so just kind of spent there mm-hmm. and learnt, you know, that all amazing cooking skills there. It was just nice experience. So mm-hmm. you know, that both countries have a great culture
mm-hmm.
and history, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So that just gave me that kind of knowledge, just to observe, and just and now in New Zealand, so that and just to share with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now let's talk about Kai food, the flavors and meals which bring cultures and people together, and something I've heard you're very passionate about as well. So what food would we find at your dinner table?
Oh, that's mostly Indian food.
Yeah.
if you see my pantry and all that, just full of lentils and Indian spices, because I cook Italian most of the time. So if we need to eat Italian, we eat at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So but at home, it's purely Indian.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, she's vegan. And most of the Indian cooking involved not to add cream or ghee so mm-hmm. just ghee is an optional. So yes, we cook a lot of curries at home, and
mm-hmm.
that's what I like, because and she gets all the prep done, and then I just go and cook.
Mm-hmm.
So so a lot of lentils. We eat a lot of lentils.
Mm-hmm.
And same at the Bicycle Thief as well. So it's a number of dishes which I like cooking, because especially the pasta and pizza, that's my specialty. And that's what I teach kids whenever we do free cooking classes for them. So that's what we teach them.
Mm-hmm.
But the most popular dishes, we did it for Taste of Selwyn as well. So that was chorizo and prawns.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just I would say, explosion of flavors in there. So you go caramelized onion in it, you got a bit of Prosecco in there. So that is something that takes back to you to some coast of Italy. So on Amalfi Coast, that then when the farmers, you know, they bring fresh prawns, and other farmers, you know, they bring nice sausages, you know, homemade sausages, and you put them together. So that's just nice experience to see there. And same here. So that's what something we have fusion with Selwyn or New Zealand ingredient. So that's what my favorite dish to cook as well.
Mm-hmm. And so you have that at your restaurant at the Bicycle Fair?
Yes, we do. Yeah, that's the most popular dish.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm vegetarian or pescatarian, I would say. So if I have to cook that dish and eat it, so I just take off the chorizos and just eat prawns with caramelized onion and garlic. And yeah, it's still amazing.
Mm. Yeah, it sounds delicious.
Yeah.
So can you tell me all of the ingredients and how you prep it and put it all together?
The dish is quite simple. Anybody can cook it. So we were having a discussion that, hey, is it okay to give your secrets to people? Then I was like, not really. The food is all about sharing.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to share. You know, you have learned from somewhere and all. Otherwise, you know, there won't be amazing chefs around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about sharing here. Yeah, of course, I would like to share that dish. So it's just the basic ingredient is caramelized onion, and we use the jumbo prawns for them. So, but you can use any sort of prawns if you want. So, and we use a special kind of chorizo for that, which is smoky chorizo. But if you can't find that, because hey, it's a restaurant quality dish which we cook. You don't have to cook a restaurant quality dish at home. So you gotta make it look like homemade.
Mm-hmm.
So at home, yeah, you can use any kind of sausages, and as long as it got a nice Prosecco in there, garlic and some pesto on there, so, and a little bit of touch of butter. So I think you can just crack it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a lot of those ingredients are local in Selwyn, aren't they?
Yes, like especially over onions and all, they I think they come from Selwyn, and the meat, and also, of course, the prawns is not from Selwyn.
I mean, it's a bit hard. Yeah. Selwyn is a little bit far from the city to get prawns.
Yes, that's correct, yeah. So the chorizo and the prawns, not the prawns, I'm sorry, the onions and the basil, so... And of course, that all, and then also we use the garnish, which is the herb. So they come from Selwyn as well. So they get sourced in, but then our supplier, I'm pretty sure they just come from Selwyn. Yeah. So it's nice to keep it locally. Yeah.
Awesome.
And and also it reminds me of Italy, because in Italy you have this agriturism restaurant, so which restaurants they get a certification by a board where you have to source your ingredients locally.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so that's like you'll be having a 50-kilometer radius. So then many locals, they'll just go there then to support them. So I think it's a great way of you know, just promoting and also promoting locals and using local products. So.
Awesome. I'm so glad you're a part of Taste Selwyn and you use your local products in your dishes at Bicycle Fair.
No, that's all about, you know, supporting local. They support us. Why not, you know? So that's why we started this initiative in Rotorua, but then brought it to Selwyn as well, so teaching kids about healthy eating. Because what I believe in what I have learned, it is, I think, the life-saving skill every child in this world should know, how to cook. It's a survival skill.
So tell me a bit more about your children's cooking classes.
The children's cooking class, it's an initiative which I started in Rotorua. Then we have a plan to make the first kids cooking show on TV. So we filmed the promo, but due to COVID, so we couldn't go further with the production. But where this is what we have done, few live cooking shows where the kids have participated in that, and that's what something I want to carry on doing here as well, because now I'm based in Selwyn. Of course, with support of locals, and also I could see there was a more interest in people, that parents wanted their children, because nowadays everybody's busy. So I think, you know, people don't have time just to get their kids into the kitchens. So and we could see so much of interest there, that the parents were bringing their kids to the cooking class, if an hour cooking classes straight after school, and which was quite popular. So then we started, hey, how about we to create a show. So we created a cooking show, so which was very successful, and it was mainly like how you see on TV, but we did it live. We didn't record it. So absolutely, and the kids, the passion and the talent the kids had, it was just amazing.
What was it called?
It was called Junior Chefs of Aotearoa.
Oh, nice.
Yep. So that's our brand. So then we did a lot of fundraiser through that show as well. So we raised the kids especially. So we went to the farmer's market where they sold food to raise money for hospice. And I think the winning team was who is going to raise the more money. So and that was for a great cause as well. People came and supported us. And also we have started doing classes at the Bicycle Thief, so which is now going to start on Tuesday. We did it just when the COVID, before COVID, so there was a lot of interest, and we're going to keep doing it. So
on a Tuesday.
Oh yes, yeah. So on Tuesdays,
next Tuesday or.
Oh no, we're just gonna. So kids have to register, so we can take 10 kids. 10 kids. It's 3 classes for their group. So then we just carry on because we teach them how to make fresh pasta from scratch, which is very easy. And kids find it so interesting because some of the kids come to cooking classes, they don't like tomatoes or they don't like capsicum. So when they cook themselves, then you can see that they start liking them. And then you get this feedback from kids' parents. Hey, my kids never ate capsicum, but since, you know, they have cooked it, they want to eat more capsicum now.
Wow, that's awesome. Getting kids into their veggies.
Yeah, totally. And I think some kids, you know, they might not like tomatoes as a salad, but still, you know, they like a tomato sauce. So it's just how interesting, you know, that you can make it. Cooking classes are fun as well. So that's where we're trying to keep it fun as well. So we take 10 kids per class. And we'll be starting hopefully next month. So, yeah.
Awesome. I guess everyone can look forward to that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite dish from your childhood that you cooked?
Oh, that's very interesting. But there's so many dishes I can list, but I don't know which one to make my favorite. Like for the country I come from, the cottage cheese, curry, which I really enjoy. So it doesn't matter how you make it. So that's my favorite dish. So whether it is a shahi paneer or kadai paneer, so that's my, or matar paneer, which is with peas and cottage cheese. So that's my favorite dish. So when it comes to Italian cuisine, then pizza. I can eat pizza any day. At any day, any time of the day. Yes, that I can eat. And especially when it's cooked in a real Italian method, so in that you're using. So so yes, that the two dishes are my favorite.
What memories do those dishes bring up for you?
I think it's all about it's learning. So when I eat something, I create something at home also, you know, whenever we cook, it's not always the same because it's not a restaurant that we're trying to keep consistency. At home, it could be one day it could be really good and one day it would be super good. So sometime I cook, I tell my wife as well, hey, this dish exactly tastes like how mommy used to cook. And that's just so interesting that, like, how can you are sitting thousands of miles away from your homeland and still you can create a dish here because you can source those all ingredients now. So that just reminds me of my childhood. So when I was a child, actually, I wanted to be a pilot or mechanical engineer because I love cars and airplanes. So, but I happened to be a chef, you know. So that's what they always say. Your destiny always finds you, you know, to whatever you want to be. But I'm doing all right for being a chef. So,
what do you enjoy about being a chef?
I think being a chef is just being in the kitchen. That's my favorite place, you know, the heat and the sound, and you know, when people in the restaurant, you know, that the people are eating with knife and fork, it's just, you know, it's a music to your ear. So that's what I like, you know, when in the busy time you just have got, like, you know, like 10 dishes cooking at the same time and your mind is just going like a 1,000 mile per, you know, per second. You're thinking, you know, there's an oven, there's something in the fryer, there's in the pizza oven, in the hobs, And then they're asking the staff, asking so many questions. You know, this customer won't like that. So it's just, you know, multitasking and all. So I just love and enjoy every minute in the kitchen. I have never hated, to be honest. So that's what I like about kitchen. You know, it's just like, it gives you the skill to be a multitasker, so you can do so many things at a time. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, and also ability to think and make decisions. You know, mm-hmm. of to think when they ask question, hey, they want it like this. Okay, fine. You know, if something is not going according to your ways, so how to fix it? So that's like, you don't have an hour to fix it. You have just that second mm-hmm. to fix it. So I think that's really good for your mind as well. So so that's what I enjoy working in the kitchen and also being innovative. Mm-hmm. I mean, you learn a lot. Sometimes you take the wrong recipe, but it just comes to be amazing then. Mm-hmm. Then you have invented something then.
Mm. You improve
so,
it as you
yeah,
go along.
Yeah, you improve, yeah. So every day it's improvised, so it doesn't matter, you know, that you have cooked that dish like 100,000 times. So like with pizzas, I think I have cooked more than 500,000 pizzas.
Wow, and that's a lot of pizzas.
Life. Yeah, that's like a lot of pizzas in my entire life. So I can see that, you know, what the dough is like, that you can feel your food, you know. Mm-hmm. Food is a living thing. That's what we were taught. So you can feel that when you cook it. So especially mm-hmm. about pizzas and pastas. So I can feel if it is a right dough or wrong dough. So you can just feel it. So mm-hmm. for how many days it has been proved. So if it is good to cook, how the pizza going to look like I can imagine that. So mm-hmm. that thing, I think it has come over the experience, you know, over so many of experience.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, I think that brings us to the end of this podcast. Is there anything else you'd like to say about being a chef at Bicycle Thief for Selwyn?
Yeah, it's the one thing is just to people, to one, I think many chefs, I think they will say that, you know, so many people just go to a restaurant, oh, I'll try and create this dish at my home. So never, ever create the restaurant dish at home. I mean, why would you go to a restaurant to eat homemade food that you can do at home? So many people, that's why many chefs, you know, they get, oh, that's not homemade. Well, you are in the restaurant, so you got to enjoy the restaurant quality food. Mm-hmm. So do not try and cook the restaurant quality food at home or the homemade food in the restaurant. Mm-hmm. So, and all I'd say, the Bicycle Thief, you know, just it's the iconic restaurant in Selwyn in Christchurch. So, yeah, just to encourage people to come there and try or sample more food. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
everyone listening, you should head down to the Bicycle Thief and try a pizza or a pasta.
Whatever, they're all freshly made.
Yeah. Awesome. Get some Italian food in you.
Yeah, totally.
Cool. Well, thank you for your time today. I really enjoyed learning about your journey to Selwyn and learning a bit about the Bicycle Thief and all your favourite dishes and how you love cooking. It was really awesome to hear.
Thank you, Haley. Pleasure to be here. It was a pleasure to be, you know, just to share my experience. It's all about sharing.
Mm-hmm. So, it is all about sharing.
It's all about sharing. So, it's a pleasure to be here.
Now, my last question for you is, how do you say goodbye or farewell in your national languages?
So, like in Hindi or Indian language, you just say alvida, or in Italian, it's pretty easy. You say ciao.
Ciao.
Just say two times ciao, ciao.
I feel like people can hear you saying ciao when people leave your restaurant at Bicycle Thief.
Many times, that's it. And that's how I greet people, you know, whenever, if I'm at the front. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, ciao, buona notte, if it is a night. So, yeah, so they leave. So, yeah, it's good to be, you know, just to be a part, you know, not just being behind the kitchen so people don't know who's cooking your food.
Mm. So, and to embrace the culture and the Italian language.
Yeah, because nobody can explain a chef's food better than a chef. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's always good to come out and talk to people.
Mm. And that's why we've got you here today,
you
know, I believe.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So thank you, everyone, for listening to the Faces of Selwyn On Air podcast. Wherever you are in New Zealand or the world, we hope that you have a great day. Kia pai te rā.